Tuffin Sam versus Dearborn Board of Health, Mr. Massey.
May it please the court, your honors. My name is Ed Massey and I represent Barbara Tuffin Sam. And this case is related to an action that arose out of the Southern District in New Albany, primarily Dearborn County, and involves the Dearborn County Board of Health. Your honors, there's three major reasons that we think that this matter should be reversed. First of all, we believe that there was a discrepancy in the findings at the district court level as it relates to the summary judgment ruling. For basis of the facts, there are precisely a couple of facts that we would dispute. One of those facts is that my client, Ms. Tuffin Sam, had actual knowledge of this problem that existed when she purchased the property. That simply is not revealed in the facts. In the facts, it says that she did not know. She inquired of a real estate agent. They didn't know. They simply said they thought there were problems in the county and that, you know, she could be one of those problems. But there was no indication that, in fact, she did know.
She had an inspection that was done.
She did have a whole house.
Usually, your remedy is to look to who gave you an inspection, clean bill of health on the house before you bought it.
Judge, I don't disagree with the fact that she obviously had an inspection, and the inspection said they saw no visible signs of a problem. However, the problem that existed in this particular district is that the prior owners had not been given notice of abatement. They had received it from a sheriff's sale, so the county, in fact, became an actor. The prior owner before the sheriff's sale was given a notice of abatement by the county, and no action was ever taken to rectify the problem. So there was a 90-day notice given, no enforcement. Then there was a 30-day notice given, no enforcement. The matter gets sold at sheriff's sale to the shareholders. They never got a notice of abatement. My client buys the property, and then subsequent to that gets a notice of abatement from the county, and they don't actually proceed with prohibiting her from selling the matter or selling the property until she puts it on the market, and then she gets a notice of abatement. Now, the argument was that she obviously didn't sell the property because of the market conditions. That also is a dispute of fact, and the reason that's a dispute of fact is that the reason she pulled it off the market is that she did have a contract for sale, but when she was told that she had to do an addendum that required the property to be repaired, it was going to be cost prohibitive because it was to the tune of approximately $40,000 to repair the property. So in essence, they never said you can't sell the property, but by putting that condition precedent upon my client, they in effect prohibited her from selling the property. We also think, Your Honors, that this matter does fall under the 14th Amendment protection, irrespective of the DeShaney case, because we believe in this particular instance there was an arbitrary and capricious enforcement by the Dearborn County Board of Health that raises the idea of government intrusion in this instance. In fact, through the sheriff's sale, they had the property. They never sought to correct the problem at the sheriff's sale. They didn't have an open order of abatement because that wasn't properly filed. And then thereafter, they sold the property, they inherited the property and sold it when it had the same condition. And then when my client and like tried to sell the property, then they prohibited her from doing so by putting this condition precedent on there so that she couldn't sell the property. So we think that the BH versus Johnson case is more appropriate, distinguishing the Cheney case in this instance, because we do believe it was done in an arbitrary and capricious manner. Finally, we don't think that the Dearborn County Board of Health should be under qualified immunity, because this is not merely an operational function. This is one that involves execution and implementation. The Dearborn County Board of Health itself cannot put in these sanitary sewer lines. They have to contract that out to a private carrier. They knew all these problems existed, and yet they still did not proceed in getting that matter rectified. In short, they did more than just merely do an operation. They had a duty to execute, they had a duty to implement, and they did not do so. In addition, it was also...
Now, what is it you say the defendants didn't do that they should have done?
The defendants did not judge and enforce their law, and I know that DeShaney says that...
Yeah, just answer the question. Forget DeShaney.
They did not enforce their law equitably, Your Honor.
What law should they have enforced? What should they have done concretely?
Concretely, Your Honor, they should have enforced Indiana.
What should they have ordered?
They should have followed up on their order of abatement, Your Honor, in that case.
By doing what?
By taking the prior owners to court to fix the problem.
That's your complaint, that they failed to take the prior owners to court?
In part, Your Honor, I believe that's a disputable fact. And the reason I believe that is, had they taken them to court, my client would not have been in this position, because she would not have purchased a property.
And how is that different from DeShaney?
I think it's distinguishable from DeShaney because in BH versus Johnson, where there's an arbitrary and capricious intrusion.
What do you mean intrusion? You said that they didn't enforce the law against the prior owners. What's that an intrusion on?
Well, Your Honor, they singled my client out, and that the evidence shows that there were 14...
Well, how's that an intrusion? If they don't enforce the law, why is that intruding? That's the opposite of intruding.
The intrusion, Your Honor, is that they put this condition precedent on my client that prohibited her from selling the property. And if there are no further questions, I'll save the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Ms. Roberts?
May it please the Court. My name is Liberty Roberts, and I represent the appellees, the Dearborn County Board of Health, and the individual board members. The appellees respectfully request that the Court affirm the summary judgment entered below. Just to address a point up front, the first thing that my opposing counsel has stated is B.H. Johnson distinguishes DeShaney, and I respectfully disagree with that and request that the Court look at that district court opinion that's referred to, the B.H. Johnson cases from the Northern District of Illinois. It does not distinguish the United States Supreme Court case of DeShaney. Rather, it cites to DeShaney and it follows DeShaney. As the Court is well aware, I'm certain, the DeShaney case finds that the 14th Amendment is a limitation on the state's power to act. Does not create an affirmative duty on the part of the state or of the county, in this case, to take any action, including the enforcement of its laws. And that the Supreme Court specifically says that's the case, even if the action that's asked for, such as the enforcement of the law here, is necessary to protect the person's property rights. Even if that is the case, there's still no duty to act. Ms. Puffinson claims that the county had a duty to enforce its law here. And what she's actually referring to is a state statute that sets forth the procedures that must be followed when a health hazard is found on a property. And the issue here is not a state law claim. Ms. Puffinson has brought a federal constitutional claim under the 14th Amendment. A violation of state law does not support a federal constitutional claim. DeShaney is clear that there's no duty on the part of the county to act. So if they acted in a manner that is inconsistent with Ms. Puffinson's preferred manner, she would prefer that the county would have acted immediately and with 100% efficiency and ruled with an iron fist. That's her preferred method. If they don't act that way, it's not a violation of the Constitution.
Have there been any proceedings in state court with regard to this matter, that is, the Board of Health?
Yes, Your Honor, there have been. The enforcement proceedings actually started clear back in 1995. At the time the complaints first came up, the Dearborn County Board of Health did inspections on the property. They sent out orders to abate as required by the statute. The problem is, and it's clearly set forth in the record, many of these homes do not have enough land to put in another septic system. The only foreseeable way to solve the problem is to install a sewer system, and the county does not own a sewer system. A private individual owns the sole right to put in a sewer system. So at this point, when the county determines...
Is it an unincorporated area?
Yes, Your Honor, it is. At this point, when the county determines that there's no action that it can take, its best bet is to work with the private company and the residents to try to find a solution. And that accounts for the delay here in the timeline, where orders of abatement were sent out and then it was discovered a sewer needs to be put in. The county couldn't take any action for that and tried to work with the residents. After about 3 years, when it appeared that the residents were no longer working towards obtaining a sewer, the county stepped in once again and followed the statute and sent out orders of abatement, not only to Ms. Puffinson. She was not singled out. Orders of abatement were sent out to 14 homeowners in the area. 14 out of 16 homes had failed septic systems. When the orders of abatement then set forth, please take action within 90 days, and that was not done, enforcement proceedings were filed in court. This action was actually filed before the deadline on those abatement orders ran. Because there's no constitutional duty to enforce the state sanitation laws, there can be no violation by enforcing it in a manner that is that Ms. Tuffensome disputes. She wasn't singled out. There was no discriminatory intent. There was no improper motive. Very simply, she just thinks that the county should have handled this before she purchased the property. But more importantly here, no action taken by the county at any time encumbered her right to sell her property. Ms. Tuffensome was told time and time again, and the record is clear on this, she went to numerous Board of Health meetings where the members and the attorney for the board informed her she could sell her house, she could rent it, she could live in it, she could do with it as she chose. She voluntarily decided to move out for personal reasons. Then once the home was placed on the market, she received offers that she did not accept. The record is clear that every offer that came in, she made a counterclaim or a counter offer to.
She's still on the property?
As far as I know, Your Honor, yes, she does. Now, the property was withdrawn from the market after she received offers, offers that she did not accept. After the property was withdrawn, she actually received an offer to purchase the property for the remainder of her mortgage, and she told the buyer no, she needed more money than that. There's certainly no constitutional right to sell your property for the asking price when there's no willing buyer for that. Because there's no clearly established law here, constitutional law, the individual members of the board are entitled to qualified immunity as well. Are there no questions? Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Roberts, Mr. Matthews.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court. Your Honor, we do believe that the matter is distinguishable from DeShaney because we believe there was some positive action by the county.
What was that?
Your Honor, their action was the orders of abatement that go back as far as 1995. So this was not a mere unreasonable delay.
You had that in DeShaney also. That is, the child had been placed in custody.
The other fact, Your Honor, that
by
adds to...
The child had been placed in custody by a governmental order. And the Supreme Court thought that that was not enough to trigger a duty of care.
Your Honor, we believe this is distinguishable from that case because it wasn't just on one occasion that these abatement issues happened. These notices of 14 of the 16 defective systems did not occur until after my client brought suit in the district court. So she was singled out, contrary to what my opposing counsel has indicated. And in addition, they indicated that she refused to sell her property. That's simply not true. To take over the mortgage would have denied her the monies that she had placed in down payment as well as any appreciable interest on the property. And she, in fact, tried to negotiate, but with these conditions, had to pull it off the market. It's true that they never said, you cannot sell the property. What they said is, the property is subject to condemnation. It must be fixed. So if she fixed the problem, that would have cost her $40,000, Your Honor, which makes it cost prohibitive as opposed to selling it. The other thing is, Your Honor, that while she had the right to sell and couldn't sell, during this time these damages were coming about. Now the problem has been corrected because it was not corrected from 95 when the suit was filed. Now the private company has come in and put in the line to correct the problem after those other 14 orders of abatement were issued. And so it did arouse an action out of the Dearborn County Board of Health, but not until Ms. Tuffensam was forced to take this action here in district court. And also, Your Honor, from an equity principle, she would have had to bring the case in the very county under the agency that was enforcing the law if she brought it in state court. And there would have been an equitable issue as a ability of her to proceed on these cases because they weren't enforcing the law. They hadn't enforced the law. They just recently.
Well, but that just because you would have to file in the same county where the Board of Health is doesn't make any difference. Are you saying that the judge would not enforce the law?
No, I'm not saying that the judge wouldn't enforce the law, Your Honor. I just think that the way that it was arbitrary and how it was applied gave rise to the constitutional deprivation of her property under the 14th Amendment.
But you could have gone to state court to seek to enforce the board to do what you say they should.
I believe that she has a choice in this situation, Your Honor, to either go to state court or federal court, and she opted in this circumstance to bring the matter before the federal court under the 14th Amendment.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Seaton.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Okay, next case.